So what is fasting? There's a difference between fasting and hunger strike. Hunger strike is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about spiritual fast. It is abstaining from physical nourishment. Self-denial of the flesh. Self-denial of fleshly needs and desire, all for a spiritual purpose. That is the meaning of fast. In casting out the spirit, the disciples spent all day conducting deliverance, and the spirit refused to go. And they brought that same child to Jesus. Under 1 minute, pyam, the thing disappeared. And the disciples were surprised. Why couldn't we cast out this spirit? And he told them, it's because of your unbelief, faithlessness, one. But even if you have faith, albeit this type of demon, you can only cast it out by fasting and praying. So what he's saying there is, to effectively cast out stubborn spirits, you must be living a consecrated life that goes with praying and fasting. Praying and fasting. Yes. As believers, we are supposed to be consecrated people, dedicated unto God. For your consecration to be effective, it is not just fasting only. It must be fasting that goes with prayers and goes with studying the word. The three things must go together each time you want to fast. Fasting is to deny yourself of any pleasure. Praying is to tell God why you are fasting. You must pray to tell him why you are fasting. And study the word of God. If the reason why you are fasting is for consecration, is for God to clean you up and use you, what is it that God uses to clean up any child of God? It's the word. Load yourself with the word. Then your prayer can be effective. Fasting sharpens that word that you have. Fasting alone cannot save you. But when you quote the word in that fasted estate, then you are giving the word your fasting power. And generally, also, we fast so that we can stay consecrated, so that we can be more spiritual. We fast again to know God's will and to have his direction. You also fast to show repentance from sin. There are some sins that when you commit, you decide, you can't even forgive yourself. You decide to take an exercise to afflict your soul. You begin to take a fast to let God truly know that you mean this repentance. Father, forgive me. You will not have peace until you receive an assurance that God has forgiven you. You go so drastic to punish yourself for descending so low to do what you never ever thought you would fall to do. Something you have stopped how many years ago, you are going back to it. Something I never ever thought I would ever even think of. See the mess I have messed up myself. Oh God, forgive me. Hey, can you still have me back, Lord? Have mercy on me. No person will tell you to fast. You won't even remember food. What makes you fast is desperation. When you have a serious need, then the ability to fast will come automatically. There are some bad dreams that when you have like this, you wake up. Nobody will tell you to fast. Even appetite for food, you don't go get. Because you know, something bad is about to happen. That's why you will fast. See, we have a standard in this age. That is the man William Marion Braham. There are two things that were the backbone of his ministry, he said. One was praying and fasting. The second one was love. He said, once you can get into the feeling of the person that you are praying for, he said, any prayer you offer in that estate, there is solution. It's an exercise unto godliness. By the time you do it, there is a benefit that you will benefit both here and hereafter. That is the assurance we have. It is a time for consecration. What is the meaning of consecration? Consecration is to set apart anything, including yourself, for God's use. To consecrate something is to dedicate it to God's service.